Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to take us to a pickup truck that the IDF has identified in theater in the battle with Hamas. And what's in the pickup truck is revelatory and suggestive. Rick, the pickup truck, what have you seen? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. The pickup truck image is released most likely by Israeli military sources, shows that the truck was loaded with small arms. And in a microcosm, illustrates the multilateral dictatorship alliance that is helping Hamas, that has already armed Hezbollah, has armed the Houthis. The truck is loaded with rockets from North Korea, shoulder-launched anti-tank rockets from manufactured by Iran, as well as Type 56 or sort of AK-47 style rifles manufactured by China, and then a Type 80 squad machine gun, which is also manufactured by China. So in a microcosm, here you have the dictatorship alliance that is assisting and enabling the barbarity of Hamas.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, could North Korea ship weapons to Iran or Hamas without the approval of China?
It's not likely, Gordon. North Korea's total indigenous armaments capability is enabled by China, enabled by first Chinese dominant economic assistance that keeps the regime afloat, and then decades of training of North Korean engineers and equipping of North Korean factories. China would love us to believe that North Korea is acting on its own, that it's a rogue state, but it is literally the cat's paw of China. And North Korea sending all these weapons to Iran or even directly to Hezbollah and Hamas is North Korea doing China's bidding.
Rick, the Wall Street Journal has reported linkage between Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. We're talking about China. Does China have a working relationship with Iran on armaments right now?
Absolutely, John. Anti-ship missiles, cruise missiles, rockets. China is involved in upgrading the American jet fighters that the Iran Air Force flies. One can, I think, safely assume that China is behind even Iran's nascent manned space program. China's influence, China's assistance pervades Iran's weapons sector.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
So, Rick, there are also indications that China has helped Iran's nuclear weapons program as well, correct?
Correct. And, you know, this assistance was pretty overt in the 1990s, causing a raft of American sanctions and a lot of noise from the United States. But in since then, this assistance has gone quiet and indirect. The degree to which China has turned Pakistan and North Korea into nuclear missile states means that both of these countries are ready and probably have been very quietly assisting Iran's nuclear weapons development. And with North Korea's revelation of very small tactical nuclear weapons this past March, we've really reached a very dangerous stage. Shipping tactical nuclear weapons or even the plans to Iran sets the stage for the Houthis, for Hezbollah, or even Hamas obtaining this level of destruction and terrorism.
Russia sent its defense secretary, Defense Minister Shoigu, to North Korea to walk and talk with the dictator. And then the dictator went north to the Vladivostok region to walk and talk with the dictator. Do we have confirmation that North Korea is shipping armaments to Russia for the Ukraine war? Is that confirmed with photographs, Rick?
John, I do not believe that it's confirmed with photographs, but there have been a number of reports from Western, citing Western sources, citing U.S. sources, that the North Korean transfer of artillery, probably artillery shells and charges, maybe artillery rockets as well, from North Korea to Russia has begun. We will probably see evidence of this on the Ukrainian battlefield very soon. When the Ukrainians capture such weapons, we can be sure they will let us know.
Gordon, you have a question.
When that happens, Rick, when the Ukrainians find North Korean weapons on their battlefield, what can the United States do?
Gordon, in my opinion, the United States has to prepare for a global low-yield nuclear conflict. And in order to contain North Korea, to contain the North Korean, Russian, Chinese alliance, the North Korean, Chinese, Russian, Iranian, Hezbollah, Hamas alliance, the United States requires 2,000 tactical nuclear weapons each for the Asian theater and the European theater. We require a navy of at least 500 ships in order to be present at all times with an immediate response capability to this new global dictatorship and terrorist alliance. We have to make clear to the North Koreans, you traffic in the destruction of Israel, you are writing your own death sentence as well.
Rick, ordinarily in police work, a weapon has a way of having identification, serial numbers, and you can track that weapon to its origins and who handled it and who sold it. At least you ask good questions. Is that true also for the weapons of war in that pickup truck? We have less than a minute. Can they be tracked back to origin?
John, and apparently they already have. The weapons captured in the pickup truck apparently are not scrubbed of identifying numbers. And the Israeli authorities are quite willing to have told us where these weapons come from. It's dictatorship alliance.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center reporting on the pickup truck in theater, in the war, in Israel right now, filled with North Korean and Chinese-made weapons of war. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. I'm John Battle.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.